couple of people talking rubbish on the.
Keeps getting changed, and I don't know. I can't keep up. Look, we've been joined by David Thiek. David, welcome to the program. How are you, mate?
I'm very good, thank you.
That's lovely to see you. And you're run off your feet too. You've got a big festival coming up.
Yeah, you could say that. I don't know whose idea it was to run a full blown jazz festival in my spare time. Well, actually, it was my idea. Careful what you wish for. But no, it's been great and really exciting. Artists are starting to arrive in the next few days, and yeah, getting ready for the big event next Sunday.
Amazing, amazing. That's going to be what's the. How do you feel about it all, Dave? Like it's just it is a huge undertaking. You struck me as a person ever since I've known you have loads of energy for that sort of thing. Does it wear you out, or you still feel like you've got the energy to keep it going?
I still have the energy to keep it going. Maybe it's dwindling slightly as I get older, but no, I still like for me on festival day, like when I see. All this incredible music and the audience is just going from venue to venue, loving what they see, catching up with, like a who's who of jazz in the festival bar. And then the green room, of course, where like all the old stories from years ago are all coming out. Everyone's having a rip roaring time when it actually happens at all the hard work just is totally worth it.
The who's he of jazz, who's she of jazz.
Well, there's plenty of who's she of jazz too, because our program's pretty diverse this year.
I can see it's fantastic. And highlights for you, what are you?
Okay, the big highlights for me are I'm going to be looking forward to hearing Mike Nock play solo piano as an opening for our gala concert.
Yeah.
There's a really interesting artist from Melbourne called Lanius.
Who's amazing.
Amazing. Mm. And he's a jazz musician through and through. He taught himself how to play in the northern suburbs of Brisbane, back in the 80s or whatever. He's incredible. But he's also writes beautiful pop songs. So what I've done is I've put him together with Barney McCall, Jonathan Schwartz and Hamish Stewart, and they're going to express these pop songs but in a jazz acoustic context. So it's going to be really interesting.
One of Barney's albums too.
He is. And he's writing with the Hiatus Coyote crew as well. So he's a really interesting musician.
Incredible. I saw him do a solo show in Hobart years ago. And was lucky enough to jump up and play a couple of tunes. And I was like, man, this guy's really special. So if you get a chance to go and check him out, I know certain people who are already lined up to go and see him. One is my sister and my nephew.
They love Lanius, do they? Wonderful. So look, it's a slight departure from the usual program. Like, we've always struggled a little bit at the con with the concert halls are designed for classical acoustic music, and so that was the idea behind the festival, to present an acoustic festival. But so this year I just tried to program things that are just going to fit the spaces a little bit more and just sort of reflect the ambience, the quietness of the not the whole program's quiet, as you'll hear later. We're going to listen to some big band and there's a couple of Brecky Boy, for example. They're not going to be quiet, but in general, I've tried to sort of make the invite artists that are going to sort of fit with the spaces
a bit more. And you've always had your hand up in the air when it's waving it around for big bands anyway, which is, great. as you want to do, you want to get it. And you've got the youth big band this year.
Yeah, we're really fortunate. We've got Remy LeBouf, who's a multi-nominated Grammy composer. Sorry, multi-Grammy nominated composer. And he's bringing his music in his alto saxophone, and he's going to work with the National Youth Big Band for 4 days. Solid rehearsals from dawn till dusk, and really get those guys ready for a performance which is being broadcast and recorded by ABC.
What a great experience.
Fantastic.
Kids,
Oh, amazing. Yeah, they're coming from all over the place. Got like 13 interstate musicians flying in on, the morning of the first rehearsal, and I love that, seeing them all come together and get their charts organised and, it's fun for them.
Well, like I remember you saying that to kids, once you get out of institutional, you never get a real chance to rehearse and do that sort of thing. So it's a real opportunity, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, 20 years in your big band and we had our first rehearsal.
Yeah, 25 years. 25 years and I've had two rehearsals. One was for the second album and this one's for the 10th.
Yeah. So when people get busy, you don't have the luxury of having like 7 hours a day for 3.5 days, So, yeah. And so that's why that band sounds so amazing.
Yeah.
Like there's you know, stronger professional musicians, of course, but it's just the time they've got to devote to making it sound as incredible as they can is what excites me.
Mm. It's an interesting thing, isn't it, with music? Like, you know, you like a bunch of 16-year-olds who've spent, you know, 2 years playing in their garage, and now they're 18-year-olds, get a great sound. You know, it's that thing, isn't it? So professionals, of course, can do probably lots of things those kids can't do, but those kids have got something special if they play a lot. So, and the greatest jazz bands that we like have got a bit of both, right? The ones who managed, whether it's Duke Ellington's band or Miles Davis's band or whatever, Keith Jarrett's trio, groups that have had a lot of time to spend together. So, but that's it's kind of a sad thing, isn't it, as well, when you're a teacher at the conservatorium, because you get these great groups of musicians come through, and then they're very fleeting. They're there for a few months, and then they're off.
Yeah.
Those musicians go off into the world, and they become professionals, and they're great players. But we have them for a little moment.
Well, that's one of the things. One of the pillars behind the festival actually is to create some professional pathways for those graduates.
Mm.
So, you know, probably about maybe 15% of our program are old graduates that are now, you know, well into their 20s and early 30s and doing some great stuff. And so we invite them back to sort of show the community where they're at now.
It's great.
So, yeah, we've got a couple of James Sarno, for example, is coming back from New York.
Yeah.
And Brecky Boy, of course, with Alex Hurley and Taylor. They're all con graduates who are now 10 years into their careers and just killing it in Europe and all over the place. So, yeah, it's so that's one of the things that the festival exists for.
And what was the first year you did this festival?
2017. Yeah.
Everything in the world feels like it was years ago, but that one feels like it's been there for longer than that, I've got to say.
Mm.
It feels like a real institution now, that festival, and I've got so many memories of seeing both you guys there and seeing you at the after party having a few beers and, you know, and a few of those scenarios that have sort of rolled on now, and it feels like it's a really anticipated and important event on the calendar. So congratulations, Dave, for putting another one together.
Maybe I'm crazy.
We should have listened to some of the artists, and we'll come back and talk to you in a sec.
Okay, well, how about we listen to Remy LeBouf, the multi-Grammy nominated composer and saxophone player, Remy LeBouf. He has a band based out of New York called Assembly of Shadows, and this is one of his better known compositions. It's entitled Nina Nina.
Thank you.
Yeah, great track there. That's called The Honeymooners, is that right, Dave?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's not Nina Nina, as I first thought, but it's still it was commissioned by the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and Remy LeBouf, our guest artist at the festival, was the composer and arranger of that Ornette Coleman tune, The Honeymooners.
Yeah. Great. That was a pretty mad arrangement.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you mentioned also that Nadia Nordhaus is playing on that
song. Oh, yes, yes, she's on that recording, and also one of the tunes that the National Youth Big Band will be playing at the festival is one of Nadia's compositions. I think it's called Little Skies, which Remy has arranged as well. So there's real connection. Nadia is the co-artistic director of the National Youth Big Band, so it's a nice little tie-in.
Yeah, fantastic. And we should mention that it's happening, all happening on the 2nd of June. It all happens on one day, like a one-day festival. So, you know, it's an amazing look. If you haven't had the chance to go and see any music at the con, it's a great opportunity to do that too. It's such a beautiful space, and you know, you could, if you're an avid punter, you could go and meet some people you wanted to meet before. They're all wandering around, and you could meet Dave Thick. You know?
That's the beauty of it. Like, everyone's just walking around, bumping into each other. It's sort of like when I conceived the festival. I wanted to replicate the vibe at Wangaratta, where you go to the bar and you'd run into someone that you knew, or you'd be queuing up to see a concert and there was another musician, you know, three people behind you going to see the same thing.
You hadn't seen him for 5 years or something.
Or you hadn't seen him for, you know, until an hour later where they're on the main stage, you know. So it's like that sort of community vibe. So that's what we were aiming
for. You definitely
for.
Achieved that too. I think it really feels like that at the festival.
One of the great things about the con, of course, too, is that there's beautiful big pianos for us pianists to play.
Oh, yeah.
So there's Steinways and
Fatiolis
and you know, all sorts of things going around. So that's always a delight to hear, especially like hearing Barney McCall play solo piano. Was that last year's one?
Yeah, or maybe the year before. He played the Fatioli. It was absolutely beautiful.
That was great. And Mark Nock will be doing it this year.
Yeah, I'd love that conversation when you tell the pianists the choice they have at the Conservatorium of pianos, and it's like a kid walking into like a, you know, a candy store where every piece of candy costs like $400 or $500,000. So yeah, it's an amazing place.
Yeah,
You don't get them saying, "I'm just going to bring my keyboard in, my Casio in."
Well, actually, I did have a student this semester say that they didn't want to play the Fatioli. They didn't like them. Could they have a Steinway instead? So that was interesting.
To be really honest, I mean, I love Steinways too. I mean, Fatiolis are unreal.
Yeah.
I've had great time playing both of those. You know, I wouldn't like to pick, and in certain rooms too, I've found, you know.
What's the difference, Matt?
What's the difference? Steinways are sort of like Selma Mark VI. Like, not only are they a good instrument, they're sort of, you've just heard everyone play them.
Right. It's like an old pair of slippers.
Yeah, and it's just like such a familiar, that beautiful sort of, it sort of changes sound a little from the bottom end through the middle register, and it's clear and everything. Instruments like Fatiolis are just like this beautiful, incredibly running machines that just produce the most delightful sound, but it's almost It's hard to say. They're talking about really, really great instruments. And as I say, certain rooms, I've just loved the sound of Fazioli. In other rooms, Steinway just seems to ring. So it's a very intuitive thing for me. Just
you'll have to go to the festival to find out for yourself, I guess.
That's right. That's right.
One of the great joys of the festival for me is like just making sure that all the performance spaces, before we open the doors and the artists start coming in, that all the performance spaces are how we would like them to be. And so I sit down at all the pianos and all those beautiful concert halls for just a couple of minutes in each one. And I'm not a great pianist, as you know, but they just – it's a great joy. It's completely empty room. You got a minute to yourself. And I find with the Fazioli, they play themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just things start coming out of your hands that you didn't know you had. You know, you start hearing tunes in different ways just because of the beauty of the instrument.
Yeah, it's really – they're really incredible.
We're going to play something else.
You've got
there, Dave.
What about a little bit of Brekkie Boy?
Great.
Great.
So Brekkie Boy is one of the featured artists at the festival, and they're on later in the evening in the music workshop, which is sort of our big space that handles the loud volumes the best. And Brekkie Boy is like a trio of musicians from the Sydney Con. Taylor Davis is the piano player. Hamilton, I think, is the electric bassist, and Alex Hurley on drums and cymbals. And they've been touring Europe a lot. These guys are doing really well. And this is their tune, Beeb.
Yeah, some fantastic music. Yeah, that's Brecky Boy, and they're playing at the Con Jazz Festival, which happens on the 2nd of June at the Conservatorium. And those guys sound so good.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing. I'd love hearing ex-students from the Conservatorium just sounding that song solid. You know?
It's amazing that you must be sitting there going, where's this person going to go next? You know, you're looking at the next, I guess, next crop of kids coming out, and you're going, what are they going to do?
They're doing everything. Like, we've got so many students in Manhattan School of Music this year, and we've got Brecky Boy touring Europe, and there's a lot going on. Mm. These people are forging their own paths, which, you know, it's not as desperate as people often think. I think there's a lot of opportunity out there for young musicians of this caliber.
Mm.
You know, like, for example, one of our students, Tessie Overmyer, is off to Manhattan School of Music.
Mm.
You know, I think there's about 10 saxophone players in Sydney who are going to drive her to the airport, you know, just to make sure that she's actually going to leave.
Yeah.
So they can get their gigs back, you know.
Yeah.
So,
she's sounding unbelievable, too. She's playing at the festival?
She is, yeah. She's one of 140 artists performing in 26 concerts on Sunday, the 2nd of June, at the Sydney Conservatorium.
Amazing. Look, if you've just tuned in, Matt and I are here talking to David Thiek, who's the artistic director of the Conservatorium Jazz Festival. And, make sure you go and support it. And, look, you've just offered us double pass to the
festival gala concert.
Festival gala,
which is
gala
at 7:30 on Sunday the 2nd of June, and it's got an opening set by Mike Nock on solo piano, and then it's the Remy LaBeouf Quartet, which is Grammy Award winning saxophonist Remy LaBeouf with Steve Barry, Sam Anning, and Ben Van Der Waal.
That'd be awesome.
Hall.
Incredible. Great. Look, if you want to go and you're a subscriber to Eastside Radio, if you ring 9331 3000, you can get yourself a double pass to that concert, which would be an amazing concert to go to. Sadly, I can't be there this year. I went the one 2 years ago, and I had such a great time. I think I had a little bit too much of a good time, actually. But it was great. They heard some amazing music. And I actually like the vibe of when everybody's going to the next concert. Are you doing that again, where you have the trio playing out?
We've got a staff trio. Kevin Hunt, Craig Scott, and Andrew Dickerson are going to be playing in the foyer this year as well.
Yeah.
A couple of student bands. And we've got a new wine sponsor in Bird and Hand Wines.
Oh, wow.
And Slow Lane Brewery. So there's plenty to keep your keep you going.
Yes, very good.
It's a really special day. So if you
sure is.
If you're free, get in there. And of course, once we finish talking and we play our next track, you can call up and try and win this double pass.
Yeah,
exactly. So,
what are you going to play, Dave? no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all. What about a little bit of Quiet Country?
Oh,
Quiet Country is a band from WA that do pop songs, but they reinterpret them in a jazz way. They're beautiful. Take a look at the long man beating up
on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame. Lenin's on sale again. See the mice in their mirror.
Yeah, some very diverse music this year at the Conservatorium Jazz Festival. You're going to get to hear some very established artists, and, you know, including the legendary Mike Nock and Barney McCall, and then some of the current, I guess you'd call, stars, and then some of the up and coming future superstars, right?
And a rare appearance from Tempart Invention.
Yes.
I'd just like to mention that. And I think Zach Curran hasn't been played in Sydney for years either. So there's going to be some really interesting old faces.
Yeah, well, that'll be fun. Zach's always, loads of energy and fantastic. So make sure you can check it out online at the, what's the website for the Jazz Festival there, Dave?
It's SydneyConJazzFestival.com.
There you go. So jump online and you can check out the amazing lineup you've prepared. Congratulations, Dave. I mean, it's such a huge undertaking, and it's going to be amazing, as it was, you know. Well, the last one was 2 years ago. I think you do it every 2 years, don't you? So,
yeah.
Be an amazing afternoon and evening of music, or day of music, really. It starts at, what, 11 o'clock?
12 goes till 9:30.
What happens at 12? What are the first kinds of things on?
The first acts are we have a tribute to Oz Jazz legends. We've commissioned three composers, Adrian Mears, Sandy Evans, and Andrew Robertson, to reimagine music by Don Burrows, Judy Bailey, for full jazz orchestra and 30-piece jazz choir.
Oh, fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah, so that's on at 12.
Wish I could see that. Yeah,
that's a big one. And then a band from Western Australia and Melbourne, and Paper Tiger, which is Ben Vanderwall.
Oh, yeah, great.
Steve Magnuson and Jamie Olas, and then Novak Manolovic. He's described this project as a gleaming lunar park of the mind. So that's how we started the festival. You couldn't be different, three different, completely different acts. So.
And you can almost see Luna Park from the festival too. You can always look across the water.
If you look into Novak's mind, you'll see it. It's going to be really interesting, that one, for sure.
Amazing. Well, thanks for coming in, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Great to have you in.
You're busy.
We'll see you again very soon.
Yeah, indeed. We're going to play some music, and we'll come back and talk a bit about